Listener, you now find us in Ian's garage, where lovingly his wife has let the XR6 Falcon stay outside along with the other cars that they have here. Now, this is huge. It's like a triple car garage, and it's one huge Scalectric track. Look, describe it to us, Ian.
It started off as a corporate gift, quite small. It was a figure eight track. And then I thought, this isn't big enough. So I thought, this has got to get bigger. It's just not enough fun. It's too small. So
hey, that's pretty blokey. That's very blokey. Hey, that's not a track.
So it had to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then when I designed both ends, I wanted two long straights in the middle and the ends. And then I thought, now one end's not complicated enough. It needs to be more technical. So I made one end really technical. Wow. So it just got bigger and bigger and grew and grew.
I see you got a whole bunch of cars there. And as you know, anyone who watches Top Gear knows, everybody's got their own favourite cars and what they like to race. But when it comes to a Scalectric car, they all pretty much got the same motor underneath for what you've got?
They do, although the handling characteristics are very similar to real cars. So you've got Formula One cars, as you see there, which are low to the ground, got much better traction. They will stick to the track better than the V8 supercars that you see there.
So where's the VW Beetle I can drive around?
Sorry, I haven't got one.
Oh, you haven't even got a combi there.
Though. I think they exist. We'll have to look into that and get one for you.
So you can actually get a Scalectric racing combi, can you?
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
This reminds me a bit of Paco's Railway that I did a couple of months ago. You've actually got a bit of a diorama set up there. And who's the gobbo on the roof of the main building in a pink tutu?
Good question. I don't know how he got into the track.
Is it one of your daughters did that, maybe?
I think it was, yeah. I'm not sure. That might have been on the top of a birthday cake or something once for one of the daughters.
Well, let's give it a go. Now, what's it like? Because, I mean, I'm trying to think. Spotswood was the movie I remember that had a Scalectric racing scene as the final scene to the entire movie. Spotswood, really? The Australian movie. Yep, that's actually how they ended the movie, with a Scalectric race. That was the main drama, which is probably why no one's ever heard of the movie. What's the excitement about racing modelling cars around a track?
I think it's when you've got two cars on the track and you're racing against someone else, it's just to beat them like any form of race car track. That's what it's all about, trying to beat your opponent.
Of course, you've made it nice and difficult here. Is there a corner that is the troublesome corner? It's the Lakelands danger corner?
There's one down the bottom end there when you're coming off the straight, and the car wants to spin out, the back end wants to move out. So that's because you're going too fast, you're not braking quick enough or soon enough the right spot, so the tail end will go out. Everyone's got to be careful down this section to drive slowly. Everyone wants to go fast, and you've got a hairpin down the end, which is quite hard to get around, so you've got to take your time around there. Mm. And there's a spot just here, just down this bottom end here, as you're coming onto the straight, coming up this way, again, where the tail wants to come out again. So there's a few corners that you've got to be pretty careful on.
Now, what's the rules? If you spin out during a track, are you allowed to relocate it and continue on, or have you got to wait till the other person's finished the lap?
No. If you notice that your opponent has come off the track, then the rules are, or the etiquette is, that you stop as well, wait till they put their car back on. As soon as their car's back on and they're moving, then you can go again.
Okay. And now, what's your form here? Are you unbeaten on your own track, or what's the story?
Usually, some of the neighbours are much better than I am. Some of the young kids are much better than I am.
Well, look, I'll let you have a run around on your own, and we'll record a bit of the exciting Scalectric race. Is it correct to call it Scalectric, or is there more a generic name for it? Because Scalectric's actually a name, isn't it?
Yeah, Scalectric, I think, is a brand name, but I think everyone just calls them Scalectric tracks.
Slot cars, can't you say?
Slot car track, I suppose. Slot car tracks, okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, the Formula One cars don't really make a lot of noise. You hear it fairly quiet.
Okay, well, just give it the gun down the straight. Right, now, so that was a Formula One. Now we're going to the V8 slot car sound. Ian has just unveiled, next to the slot car racing, don't tell me what it is. Let me look at this. Okay. It looks like a Recaro racing seat of some sort on a frame. This looks like it's a hot, rotted up version of a mobility scooter.
Yeah, no.
It's the size of a mobility scooter. It's got racing lines, but it's on a wooden square cart with shopping trolley wheels. Ian, what is this?
A racing car simulator. Computer, PlayStation 3. On here goes the steering wheel. Here goes the gear stick. Here goes the monitor. And down there somewhere, maybe even I put it under there, will be the computer and the PlayStation 3. I will sit in there with my steering wheel. Do you want me to just demonstrate?
I'm thinking that if this neighbourhood was the Back to the Future movie, you would be the Christopher Lloyd character.
I could be.
You'd be the wacky guy down the road with the inventions. Is this so you can do racing at home?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can pretend that I'm a racing car driver and disappear. V8 supercars, Formula One, you name it, all those great computer games, PlayStation 3 games, car simulator games.
And what's the wife make of this new direction you're taking with the garage?
She's glad because it gets me back out in the garage rather than in the computer room and the study where I used to stick the steering wheel onto the table and drive like that. So she's got her computer room back there.
So do you get this from the CD of great racing?
Exhaust notes, it's called. That's what the CD's called. Ten tracks of different cars, race cars going past. This happens to be a chicane. They put a microphone on a chicane. And these are open wheel Indy cars.
And you have people here that can tell what car they are just by hearing it?
Yeah, some do. Some are good at it. Formula One, they can tell the difference between Formula One and Indy cars or V8 supercars.
So you're very popular with your neighbours?
Yeah, they love this sound, especially the blokes. They love it.